What? Nothing. So, yeah, guys, welcome back to the Chasing the Dream podcast. There's a new guy involved in this podcast now because the other one kind of left and left me high and dry. And yeah, so I kind of got a new co-host. His name's Gabe.
Howdy.
He's the new guy too with the podcast because, you know, the other one kind of just left me.
Yep.
To do everything on my own. And I need someone more reliable. No offense, Colby. But, yeah. I just realized I should shit talk Colby in this whole thing.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm fine with it.
Respectfully.
It's respect. I said sorry at the end, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
We say sorry.
But anyway. Yeah. So, Gabe. You're new.
Yeah.
Don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, I really don't.
You're...
Also, yeah. Just broke the chair.
Not really, you just sent it back. I hear ducks. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get it to... Alright, this is cool.
Comfortable?
Yeah.
You okay. Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay.
So what are we doing?
Well, do we want to, like, talk about you, or do you want me to talk about what happened to my fucking car?
You can start off with your car.
Okay. This might be a fun story. So, the other night, like, three nights ago, it was Wednesday, so it was, like, 2 days ago. Two, 3 days? It's Friday, so at least three. I hit a shopping cart with my car, and I broke my mirror.
All the wires are hanging out.
All wires hanging out. There's no glass in my thing. There's nothing. I have a dent on my fender. I ordered a new mirror that's like $237.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Just to get my mirror replaced and fixed for me to have a mirror again. So right now it looks like there's nothing in my mirror. No, sorry, I take that back. The cover on the mirror, that's the color of my car, I managed to click back into place so it looks like I have a mirror until you look on the other side.
This is bad.
There's no glass, so it's not there.
Oh.
So yeah. It looks like I got a mirror. So, like, if you were standing, like, right where that van is, it would look like I have a mirror until you look over on the other side.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good fake out. Yeah.
So I don't get my fucking ass pulled over.
Yeah.
For it. But even then, if a cop follows me behind me when I'm going somewhere, I'm fucked.
Yeah. Bro, I can't believe you had a shopping cart. That's your car and your truck that you got the mirror sideswiped off.
Yeah.
That's bad.
But at least that one's not dangling. The one on my truck's dangling. Because someone sideswiped me on my truck. And my truck is my racing truck. It's not a fucking actual daily driving car like the one I'm in now.
That's a good thing. It's not like you're going to be on the road with it, you know?
I can't put that thing on the road. It's so rusted.
Oh, really?
It wouldn't pass inspection at all. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how I showed you with a picture of that door and how crumpled it is?
Mm-hmm.
That was all, like, that was just a gaping hole of rust.
Jesus Christ, dude.
That's why it bent so much.
Wow.
And my bed wobbles. Because the frames, there's one little line of, like, a metal line, and then there's, like, ones that are coming off of it. It's all rusted, so it's, like, that's why it can't really, it doesn't have a stable ground.
Oh, you're so unlucky with vehicles.
I know.
And now you're actual.
I mean, like I even told you, like, I don't care for the truck. That's meant to be beat on. That's meant to be beat on.
Yeah.
This isn't. This literally is not to be beat on. And I fucking hit a shopping cart. I hit a curb, I hit a snowbank, and I hit a shopping cart with this car.
I remember when you hit the snowbank.
Yeah, because I had my fog light cover was up.
Yeah.
But You realize every fucking damage I've done to this car has been on the passenger side?
Yeah.
Passenger side fog light?
Yeah.
Mirror? Mm-hmm. Tire?
Fender.
Fender?
It's so bad.
I don't... My peripheral vision on this eye is blurry. I can't see well on the passenger as I can on the driver.
Oh, so you have a little excusey.
Yes and no.
Like, you're not, like, blind, but, like, it's, like, just more difficult.
Maybe. It's more difficult to see. Which sucks ass, but it's whatever.
That's so unlucky.
I know. I'm pissed. I'm so pissed about it. What?
Huh?
What?
I'm stretched.
So good.
Of course the cars start driving as soon as we've been sitting here for an hour and no cars have gone by.
We literally have been sitting here for an hour talking about the weirdest shit for like a good while, and then we just never ended up doing this podcast until now.
Yeah.
So now it's, like, difficult to come up with things to talk about, even though we were, like, talking about the weirdest things. And watching the weirdest videos.
Yeah, that was fun. So, shall we move on?
Yeah, we're gonna move on to you.
Okay.
Since I talked about my fucking damaged car. From a shopping cart.
Alright, so how do I do... Do you, like, ask me questions, or...
I'm just not gonna ask you anything, it's just... Tell us about you, really. I mean, just to let people get to know you just a little more. Especially now you're just like... It's your debut on the YouTube space.
Yeah.
It's your fucking debut. So, well, not really your debut, but...
On the podcast.
On the podcast, yes. Video-wise, no.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm Gabe. You probably see me on... Well, not seen, but I've been on the Gang Beasts.
The Gang Beast trilogies.
I've been on all five of the Gang Beasts. Dollar Menu Guy.
Yes, sir.
Been in some Fortnite videos.
We did a Fortnite Bed Wars video.
Yeah. I think those
You've been in a few live streams and a few videos.
Yeah. So, that basically sums up video-wise, but,
Podcast-wise, this is your first podcast, and it's episode 7, so...
Yeah. I'm single. I'm a freshman. Well, it's not a lot to talk about.
Yeah, you're a freshman. You're fresh to the high school. How are you liking it?
Okay.
Give people like a little insight of what freshman's like.
Yeah, it's like
who are like either gonna be starting next year or that are still starting.
Okay, it really depends on the school you go to, but if you're like, it depends. But like, if you are worried about like upperclassmen bullying, it's not like. It's not going to be, like, a 90s movie, you know? The most people are going to do is just say stuff behind your back, and they basically just cyberbully nowadays. Yeah. That's how it goes. And it's really not that bad. And the first couple weeks, they're just trying to get you into the rhythm of it. And so far, it really isn't that bad. All my grades are good. So...
I mean, you've only been in there for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So...
Go in there.
Seems like you're not having a hard time with it. I mean, like I've even told you multiple times, just keep your mouth shut. People won't fucking start. Or like, just like keep your mouth shut and don't let people like get in your personal shit.
Just don't go out of your way to like be all extra, you know.
Like, don't try to like be someone you're not.
Yeah, be yourself. Go in there, get your work done, and. But I've heard the years go by quick, so I guess enjoy them as much as you can.
Enjoy the last 4 years you got with your friends, because all your friends like to just disappear. Either move away or they just don't talk to you.
Yeah.
I got a few of those people. I can name one right now.
Yeah, we shouldn't say names on here. That'd be pretty mean.
Colby! I'm
laughing. Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, yeah. Colby he's
probably
disappeared from me.
He's probably used to hearing shit talked about him on these videos.
I think the only video that I really shit talked to mom was Game Beast 5, really.
Game Beast 5, and then your level, like, trying to get to level 100 on the season. Stream. Yeah, yep. That's stream. You definitely did.
Like, he'll be even listening to this anyway. No, guys, I don't have any beef with Colby.
No one has
as far beef as I know. Colby. Just, he just kind of just disappeared. Doesn't talk to me, only talks to a girl that we all don't like, but we don't talk about it.
You get personal. You get so personal right now.
No, I don't know. I just, no offense to Colby, it's just I needed someone more reliable to make a podcast with for every Saturday.
Yeah, I got you.
Because I literally stopped doing it for this reason. Because I like I've even told this to Gabe, I don't like making things on my own. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Like, I'm used to it. Like, I've done it before. Like, I even did an interview with Marvel, well, Alex, or whatever you guys like to call him. That was just me and him, and I didn't mind doing that. But, like, I just had a weird vision in my head one night. And it was me and Colby on a podcast together. And which is the reasons why I started the podcast, was because I saw that, and I'm like, this could be something me and him can do together, where me and him can actually, like, hang out with each other, talk to each other before a podcast or whatever, and do the podcast, and then do whatever after. But it obviously... Yeah, that was the whole plan.
That's why you started it?
Yeah. It was, like, a whole, like, thing where I could actually, like, hang out with Colby. It was my way to hang out with Colby. Because me and him in, like, middle school, high school, before girls came into the picture, me and him hanged out 24/7 a day. I mean, even if I was, like, dating somebody and he wasn't, I would still go hang out with him.
Yeah.
And there was one girl that I was dated. I'm not going to name a name, because, yeah, not like that. But she she was the girl I cheated on with one of my exes, which is her best friend. Because I caught one of my exes hugging and kissing a guy in that gazebo next to the junior high. That was junior high. At that park. Mm-hmm. And I caught her hugging and kissing another guy there. And I'm like, cool. And I started talking to her best friend. And dated her best friend for a little bit. Then her best friend decided to tell me I can't hang or talk out with Colby anymore. And I told her to go fucking suck my dick. Because I'm not listening to you. Because Colby's my best friend. I literally chose Colby over a girl. And I ain't gonna say something about it. Because I was gonna say something. But I'm not going to. Because I don't want to piss him off. I'll tell you after, but...
Yeah, just...
But I chose my best friend over a girl.
That's what you gotta do. You just gotta, like...
And like, still to this day, I would still choose him over Emily. Depending on what the situation is.
Yeah, you just gotta, like, be loyal to your friends and, like, just keep them close, you know? Like, just...
Like,
you can't be doing your friends wrong, you know?
It does suck, though. Except people that you're with. It sucks. Like, me and Colby used to be, like, really, like, good friends. And then, like, he doesn't even, like, bother to, like, talk to me. It kind of sucks. I mean, I know I'm getting a little bit personal about it, but, like, and I really don't care if he hears this. Because I've been wanting to talk to him about it for a little while now. But, like, he's always at this girl's house that will probably chime in all the time. And I don't want that. I just want a simple conversation between me and him. Talk things out. Man to man, and it feels like I can't because he's always with that girl. I can't do anything. I just want to, like, sit here, like, even in my car or, like, in a public setting at lunch or something, if me and him eat and talk. Like, that's why we want to do a lunch, for us to talk.
Yeah.
Because I even, in my opinion, like, me and Colby's relationship, friendship is falling apart. Which also sucks because that's why I started the podcast, was to make our friendship stronger. do stuff together.
Kind of bring it together, yeah.
And I made a Matt and Colby podcast. Matt and Colby YouTube channel. For me and him to, like, do a vlog on and post that video. Do things together. If, like, me and him are together, like, we post something, it would be on that channel.
Yeah.
And that's never happened. Because, like I said, I feel like me and his friendship is falling apart. And it kind of sucks and it kind of hurts.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like, I don't know, some people that were, like, best friends in school just, like, get to the real world and stuff just starts changing for the worse.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, and it sucks for both of you.
No offense, again, to Colby if he even does end up listening to this in this far in, actually. I honestly feel like my only loyal friend and only good friend I really have is you. Because Austin moved away, stopped talking to me. Yeah. Colby just stopped talking to me. And he moved away. Ish. And then there's Will, where I don't even know what to consider him because of everything that's happened between me and him in the past years. And it's hard to hang out with other people with him because everyone doesn't like Will.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just a difficult patch, really. And then, of course, I'm always with Emily, and I can't. And it's hard to balance friendships and relationships.
Yep, it's just complicated. Because one
gets pissed off at one, or, like, no one likes each other. Or one gets pissed off at me because I'm not hanging out with them, or...
That's another big thing. Like, it's not like we're shit-talking right now. Our friend group is so complicated. Like,
it's not even the friend group, man. It's just my feelings. Like,
it's like people are never, like, on the same page, I feel like. Even if we're all getting along, everyone always hates someone, you know?
Like, even with, like, hanging out with Emily and Colby, it's like Emily hates Colby. And I don't know what Colby is to Emily, because he's never told me. So it's like, that's kind of out of the picture at that point. Literally, out of all my friends, Emily is the only one she likes is you. But even then, though, like, it's not up to Emily who I hang out with.
Exactly. And it's just like,
if she's got a problem with me hanging out with Will, me hanging out with Colby, or whoever, then that's when I need to start questioning, why am I in this relationship? If you're not going to go let me hang out with people I want to go hang out with.
Yeah. That's a good, like, thing that she does.
I tried my best to, like, keep my friends close and try to hang out with them as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm working 5 days a week, 40 hours a week. That kind of doesn't help.
Exactly, yeah.
But I do need the money. Like, I do need money. Like, I can't really blame that job. But, I mean, I kind of can, because that job's been making me hella depressed about it.
It's like, only given you 2 days to actually put plans aside to, like...
And I can't even get a fucking day off either. Like, I try to request for a day off, and they deny me.
Yeah, it's just, like, a difficult... Like, even... Like, us trying to play video games together for a couple hours is hard now, because...
School started back up.
Yeah, and...
And you can literally only do it Friday nights, Saturday nights.
Unless we have, like, a reserved day.
Well, I mean, tomorrow, I planned on making videos tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm not saying what video, because I want it to kind of be a surprise. You already know what video.
Yeah.
I still have that planned. I mean, I can even say this. I mean, me and Emily got into an argument earlier because of my whole damage to my car and all that shit. And I don't know what it was, but my foot, I thought I was on the brake and I accidentally sped up and a car was stopped and I almost crashed into the car. But I slammed on my brakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I was on the brake. And then Emily started yelling at me for it.
Relationship struggles.
Yep. This is why I just wish I was like 21. I can just drink the sorrows. Drink my sorrows away.
Bro, you can't be doing that.
I know. That'll turn me into an alcoholic.
Yeah. Not a good path.
If I swear, if I start drinking when I'm 21 and I find out that it helps my problems, I'm gonna be pissed.
Try not to let it get the best of you, you know?
Yeah.
Every once in a while is okay, but like, just gotta control it, you know?
Yeah.
Try your best. But. Ooh, is that a light?
Yeah, so when it turns on when you slide that?
Nah.
You didn't know that?
Nah.
But no, so, I know I just got a little bit personal in this episode, but.
It is what it is.
It's a good conversation to start, though. I mean, yeah, so that's literally kind of like it, the ishiest reason why Gabe's now the new co-host with me.
Yeah.
There's more reasons behind, just I don't want to, like, bring it all up and start things that shouldn't have been started, because then I would get text messages, take down the podcast. Do it. Do it now. It's like that little kid in Shrek. Do it. Do the roar.
I don't think I've ever seen Shrek front to back.
Really?
I don't think so.
You've never seen Shrek?
I was more of like a Bubble Guppies kid. I'm not even kidding.
Bro. Bubble Guppies?
Super wide.
Bubble Guppy Guppy. Bubble Guppy Guppy Guppy.
I was watching Bubble Guppies when you were like in fifth grade. You were like 10 years old, and I was 4. Right?
How old are you now?
I'm 14, and you're turning 20.
You're 14?
How old do you think I was?
15.
No, I'm 14.
I thought you were going to be turning 16 soon.
I'm turning 15 in March. Oh, yeah, that's another thing about me.
Yeah, he's younger. He's the young buck out of me.
Yeah, I'm the youngest.
I'm the oldest, and he's the youngest.
Yeah. Colby is that middle child.
Colby's the middle child. The only reason why we say he's the middle child. Granted, yeah, he's my age, 19.
But your birth, like,
he acts like he's a fucking 2-year-old. Like he's still in middle school. No offense, Colby.
Don't we all?
I have that side of me.
We all do.
But I don't show it as much.
Is this the stuff? Does this like light up?
I wish.
Oh, I thought like you put LEDs in your cars.
I could put I could put an LED strip up here, really, actually.
I thought you did already.
I did, but it fell off. No, sorry, I didn't want to stick. There were lights that would go down here.
Yeah.
But like I told you, I also have that, it's in here.
You got pit vipers, bro?
No. They're fakes. No good.
I almost bought some pit vipers one time.
That's when my car turns on. I have a disco light back here.
I ended up canceling the order, and I got drippy sunglasses. Those broke. Someone stepped on them, and I was so mad. I'll try to find a picture of them.
Of the sunglasses you wore?
Yeah. Looked like Joe Burrow. Hang on.
There's ducks up there.
Yeah, I can hear them.
That's all I hear.
That's me in February. That's when we weren't talking that much. Because everyone just drifted from each other.
Who's that?
Who? What? Her?
Yeah.
Oh. I sent it to David.
For what reason?
Oh.
Is that David as a girl?
Yeah.
He lost pounds.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what I said, though. Pretty sure I'm like, David, I found you as a girl. And he's like, nah, let me see. It's just like a girl dancing on like ice, like a hockey ring.
I wonder why she's so fit.
No,
David's not.
Bro, stop flaming David on the podcast.
Oh, he won't mind.
Bro did not do anything.
He won't mind.
Probably not.
We're making him famous-ish.
Famous?
Not really. I mean, he's on fucking Gabies, so...
We're filming a podcast, Matt. We're not making David famous.
Yeah, but we're making him famous no matter what, because he's in Game Beast.
Yeah, we're making him...
And the views on that is going high. So we technically are making him famous.
Kind of, yeah.
So fuck you, David.
Bro. Alright.
What?
Alright. Oh, yeah.
I say that's all I got for right now, I mean. Until next episode we do.
Oh, yeah, and, yeah, that's, as you all...
We should get David on.
The podcast.
We should get David on for next podcast, for episode 8, David.
That'd be awesome.
We should totally do that.
We should get, yeah, David be good on here.
Get David on.
We just have to tell him to watch...
Watch his mouth, or I'm gonna slap the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, never mind, I can't slap the shit out of him.
But David... David's gonna be in the new future Gang Beasts episodes. He's Low Hung Fat. He was in Gang Beasts 5. That's the only one he's been in.
He'll be in more to come after that.
Yeah.
But no, we'll make a podcast with David.
Bro, that's
gonna be funny. For sure, dude. We gotta make one with David.
That'll be funny. David's gonna be perfect for a podcast.
Yes, dude. He's got so much shit he could probably say.
I'm gonna ask him, like, his parents are nice, though, so I'm sure they will let you.
Or you can have him come over or something, and I can pick both of you up.
Yeah.
And we can come back here and chill and make a podcast again.
Alright.
Next Friday.
Yep.
Sounds good to me.
Yes, sir.
So, David, next podcast, so watch out for that. Well, Gabe, you're officially now on the podcast. You now have a good co-host now. So, we're set in stone.
Feels good.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
So, guys, just don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, support us on anything. And, yeah, I'll be changing profile art eventually because it's just me right now. So we're going to have to get, like, a good photo taken between you and me. Yeah. With me, at least.
Yeah.
So.
Good idea.
So it's not just, like, a picture of me. Looking like a doofus.
No. Okay, my bad.
All right. I'm out of here. Peace, y'all.
See you.